Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Title 42 has officially expired.
The COVID-era policy was lifted just before midnight last night. It had allowed for migrants who had recently been in the country where a communicable disease was present to be quickly turned back at the U.S. southern border. While U.S. border communities will be getting the initial surge, officials in cities thousands of miles away say that they're also expecting to be overwhelmed as migrants are flown or bused to their cities. The government will now return to a decades-old section of the U.S. code that carries more severe consequences for migrants found to be entering the country without a legal basis, known as Title 8. I'm Skip Kelly.
Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, last night called out the president for what's happening at the United States-Mexico border. Cruz on the shoreline in Brownsville, Texas.
Come down here, President Biden. Stop hiding in the basement. Stop pretending this misery is not your fault. Stop it. This is not humane. This is not compassionate. This is cruel.
A Federal Reserve official said the central bank should be prepared to continue raising interest rates because inflation remains too high and the labor market too tight. Fed Governor Michelle Bowman today at a banking conference in Germany said she was not confident the central bank was making enough progress slowing down economic activity to curb inflation. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is confirming that former Marine 24-year-old Daniel Perry will be charged with manslaughter in the second degree today for the chokehold that killed Jordan Neely on a New York City subway May 1st. The City Council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucuses have been calling for justice in the case. Penny, flanked by his attorneys, turned himself in this morning. An arraignment is expected this afternoon. The U.S. Army training facility in Georgia, known for a century as Fort Benning, is now Fort Moore. The base was renamed in a ceremony yesterday, dropping the name of the Confederate general. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
As thousands of migrants are gathering at the southern border, the Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news a short time ago. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. The next opportunity to strike an agreement on the debt ceiling was canceled for today, so lower-level negotiators could meet.
The next planned meeting between President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is being postponed. There was little movement from either leader during Tuesday's high-stakes debt ceiling sit-down. Economists have warned that a U.S. default could lead to a global financial crisis. In addition, President Biden is reportedly looking to see what further action the U.S. Constitution might allow him him to take to avoid a default if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling? I'm Ryan Daniels.
Experts at the College of New Jersey have confirmed that it was indeed a meteorite that hit a Hopewell Township, Mercer County home earlier this week in New Jersey. Probably debris from Halley's Comet Earth just passed through. TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, and it's good that we had a federal judge in Florida doing what he could to block the madness at the southern border. But nonetheless, there's still, you know, hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants looking to come in, though you have Mayorkas saying the border is not open. There are counter-indications to them and to the cartels that, look at, all you got to do is get a foot on the ground there and you'll be okay. And the kind of things that Joe Biden was admitting, first of all, he admitted as recent as yesterday that there is going to be chaos and that they were ill-prepared. But I'll tell you, you know, experts and people who are responsible, Border Patrol, are going, wait a minute, you knew about this even by your own admission that you had a 2-year notice of this. You know, what has taken you so long? How could you be so ill-prepared? But this is... You know, this is a breakdown in leadership, and certainly at the highest level. Okay, this is at the feet of one Joe Biden and his administration. I don't know how he escapes this. Of course, there are some ideologues, and the mainstream media will do everything they can, you know, to protect their interest and make excuses or flat out ignore and fail to report on what's going on. But it's hard to deny when you look at all these people and you think this humanity. These people who have traveled, you know, in some cases, thousands of miles to the southern border here in hopes that they would be able to get their foot on American ground and have a way, a path, you know, to citizenship. And it will be a process for them. It's not going to be an overnight deal. But meanwhile, we are going to have a generational impact on this country because of the numbers that we're talking about. As I'd mentioned with you know, Dr. John Zemerick earlier from stream.org, is that you know, for so long we were told, oh, there's 13 million people, 13 illegal immigrants that are here. And of course, that number might include the DACA kids as well. But and nonetheless, it's still that's the number that they've been saying, you know, for over 10 years. Well, you got to know in the 10-year period, it didn't stay at 13. It has grown steadily, probably in numbers in excess of 25 million. And then add another, you know, 7 or so million that have entered illegally under this administration, you're somewhere between 35. You could even be as high as 40. I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, these numbers that they get, oh, we got gotaways. I mean, how many gotaways? And if they got away, how do you know them? How do you know to put a count on them? It's not like you're tagging them as they've got away. They've overwhelmed the situation in such a manner to where it's impossible. And this is what's being sized up right now. The cartels are looking at the response of what's happening, particularly in Texas. You see the special agents there that are holding the line and not allowing, you know, people to come in and storm, you know, the border, so to speak, right now. And how long that will last, we'll see, because you've got to know that Mayorkas and the federal government is going to do everything they can to interfere, in much the same way that they did years ago. Remember, under Obama, with the governor of Arizona at the time, as you'll recall. Remember their infamous meeting on the tarmac, Jan Brewer, and you know, and there was no movement there. You know, Barack Obama was insistent that it was going to be status quo, and he really wasn't all that interested in any problems that a state would have. And, you know, and again, I think this is something that is a constitutional issue, because the states have their powers. It's only what they decide to give to the federal government is what they're beholden to. But, of course, what the federal government does, yeah, because money talks. And this is how the game is played. You know, the states give the government the money, and then they got to go. It's their money, right? But they go and they willingly give it to the federal government, and then they have to go to the federal government on their knees with hat in hand begging for some of that money to come back. And if you are a red state and you're dealing with a blue president and, you know, a blue Congress, man, you're fighting an uphill battle, because you're lucky to get some crumbs and some of that money come back. I mean, you're not going to get any special favors if you're not one of them. That seems to be the traditional pattern, don't you think? Aren't you seeing that, how that's working out? I mean, this is where we are right now. This is a disaster for this country of ours. And it's no wonder that we are failing at every turn, because we've abandoned, you know, the rule of law. We've abandoned our constitutional principles, where all are created equal. It's not about party. But unfortunately, this is what this is what the isms bring you. This is what Marxism and socialism brings you. It divides, it conquers. I mean, listen to the President of the United States. It galls me every time. I mean, it galls me, and it makes me sad at the same time. Is when the president refers to, you know, those MAGA, radical MAGA Republicans, you know, this pejorative that he's placed on people who believe in making America great again. What is wrong with that? Because making America great again would even be a good thing for Joe Biden in a true and legal sense, as opposed to doing something, an end around and some sort of side hustle where you're selling your office for influence, which is another deal. And I know for some people, they might say, oh, well, how can you say it? Well, come on, look at, you know, this is beyond smoke and it's beyond fire. We have clear evidence. Whistleblowers, are they can't handle it anymore. They've got to come up and talk about it. And what is the Justice Department doing? Are they allowing the whistleblower to speak and for his complaints or her complaints to be validated? No. There's a lid on those whistleblowers now. And again, you know, just the opposite. Had it been Donald Trump, oh, my goodness, we already went through that, right? The whistleblower was greatly protected. They were honored, segregated, made sure nothing, you know, was going to happen to them. But they were given all sorts of credibility. But when it's a whistleblower against their party and their specific interests, again, there's the divide. And this is where it becomes a political issue. It's no longer about America. It's about political interest. And that's what's driving this country right now, and it's driving us straight into the ground. And there's obvious things that can be done in order to improve the conditions that we're living under. I mean, can you not see it? I mean, it's simple. I mean, even like at the town hall with Donald Trump, you know, the one question came from the gal, well, what would you do? What would you do about the economy, you know, to solve the problems? He said, very simply, just look at drill, baby drill. Because look what happened. When Joe Biden canceled the XL pipeline and declared a war on fossil fuels, look what happened right away with our economy. And then, as if that wasn't enough, he exacerbated the problem by spending money that we didn't have and we didn't need to, but it was an opportunity for them to get into the Treasury all under the guise of COVID. And this emergency authorization, anytime emergencies are declared, and particularly the Democratic Party, oh, they love it. It just opens up the coffers, and next thing you know, our Treasury is being emptied. And what for? To take care of the real problem or to pay off political debts?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're going to meet a hero to the homeless. Are you ready? Serving the lost, the least, and the lonely from Dallas to the ends of the earth. Susie Jennings is the founder and president of Operation Care International. She's a registered nurse by profession since 1978, and she stepped out in faith and obedience to God's calling to become a full-time missionary to those in need. Susie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you so much.
Well, you're blessed, and you bless everybody else. I mean, and God bless you for doing that. I mean, here you were a nurse by profession, and you believe the call of God upon your life to say, look, at I got something better for you, huh?
Yeah, God called me to a ministry. I did not like people I didn't really want. But I had no choice. That was a call.
I mean, it is. It definitely takes a change in mindset, you know, to deal with people who are homeless. You know, I think the general consensus is people can be very critical of people who are homeless and think less of them because of their predicament. But each of them has a story, don't they?
Yes, and I was one of those people who was very prejudiced towards the homeless until the death of my beloved husband, who was in the military, who committed suicide. Oh. And after that, God changed me.
Mm.
So there's a story behind why I'm doing this.
Okay, so tell us the story.
Well, it started in my mother's kitchen when I was in the Philippines, 10 years old. My mother used to feed the homeless in our kitchen. Mm. So I grew up with them. You know, they ate my food, occupied my space. I did not like it. One of them slapped me in the face when I was 10. She was schizophrenic. Yeah. And so I really didn't like any homeless people until I came to America. I was hired as a nurse by Baylor Hospital. I came here, met my husband in the church at First Baptist Dallas, then got married, 9 years of marriage. He developed serotonin deficiency, caused severe depression. He became mentally ill, disappeared from our home for 1 month.
Oh, wow.
Discovered in Oklahoma a month later, and he committed suicide. He shot himself, and that's when we discovered his body a month later.
Oh, my goodness. And so with that tragedy for you, then, you know, what I got to imagine that caused you to really, you know, seek God.
Yes. And in the time when my husband was missing for a month, I was seeking God's answer by going into the Word. I would read the Bible, Psalms, chapter by chapter. Mm-hmm. Psalms 30, verse 5 said, weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
So I did ask God after my husband's death and my neighbor's death, also committed suicide. My neighbor, 5 months after we buried my husband, my neighbor shot his heart 30 feet from me while I was baking a cake.
Oh. Wow. I mean, as if you don't have enough to deal with. Now your neighbor, he commits suicide. And
yes,
so then, go ahead.
Then I asked God. I asked God, Lord, I was so mad. I was so mad at God. Why did he allow these things to happen to me? And on that night, September 1993, he gave me a dream. A dream, I was knocking at my neighbor's doors, telling them about Jesus. Next day, I decided I'm going to choose joy because the Bible says joy comes in the morning. So I asked God, what can I do for you? And then he led me, 3 weeks later, he led me under the bridge in downtown Dallas. He told me to go and help the homeless. And I said, no, not me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going. Those are crazy people. They slap me.
Right,
and
exactly.
The buildings. I don't want them.
Right.
And then God said, you ask me, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I asked God after my neighbor killed himself when he gave me that dream, knocking at neighbor's doors, telling them about Jesus. So I believe that was the calling for me, is to share the gospel. But then God called me especially for the homeless people, people I didn't like.
Yeah.
And guess what? God changed my heart because I repented when he said, you ask me. And they said, oh, God, forgive me. I would go, what could I take to the people? He said, blankets. Then I became the blanket lady of Dallas because the next day I went to Baylor Hospital. I asked all doctors and nurses for $5 because the Lord said, bring them blankets.
Yeah.
And that's the start of unconditional obedience to the Lord.
So here it is. You know, this thing has gone full circle. And you become your mother's daughter in serving the homeless, right? And forgiving that person who was schizophrenic who slapped you when you were 10 years old.
Yes.
Understandably, that could be something that would stick with you for a while, but it would take Almighty God to lift that burden and to free you from that, right?
Yes. So then the vision became bigger. I became the Blanket Lady of Dallas. Mm-hmm. Then the Lord spoke to my heart to give a big birthday party for Jesus at the Dallas Convention Center.
Uh-huh.
And then we started in 2004. The first event, thousands and thousands of people came.
Wow.
With about 1,500 volunteers from 122 churches. Now it's our 20th year. We've been doing this birthday party at the convention center where we shared the gospel. That's number one, because that's the calling for me, sharing the gospel. And then number two, our trademark is foot washing. So we wash the dirtiest, stinkiest feet, smelliest feet in the world. But that's your sin, my sin, stinky, dirty, smelly.
Amen.
God's still going to wash it. And then we provide also food and cold sleeping bags, blankets, haircuts, makeover, medical assistance, lawyers, and also we partner with about 60 ministries that provide housing and jobs, opportunities. And so that is now becoming the biggest birthday party for Jesus in America.
How cool is that?
In Dallas, Texas.
Now you're talking, this is the Banquet of Love, right?
No, this is the Christmas event.
Oh, it's a Christmas event. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
And that's what we're known for. Mm-hmm. But the Banquet of Love is also an addition, became our third year in a row. We held this Banquet of Love during Easter season. So we have Christmas and Easter. And then we turn this place. We partnered with Cornerstone Baptist Church this last April. And then we turn their ground, the church ground, into like a mini state fair with horses, with a live petting zoo. We have games. We have ice cream truck. We have cotton candy. We have evangelism, foot washing, haircuts, clothing, personal care items, food. And the best part, we have a homeless got talent show.
Oh, wow.
Homeless
cool.
will participate. And whoever's the winner, we will take them to a hotel. We schedule them in a limousine ride, pick them up wherever they are, take them to a hotel overnight, give them a steak dinner, give them clothes, and also take them to a spa for women, and give them and just welcome them with a red carpet in the hotel. It's an incredible, amazing celebration of God's goodness and the love of God to these people.
And to showcase even the talent of homeless people, I bet people would be surprised at what kind of talent is out there walking the streets or sleeping under the bridges in Dallas and around the country.
Hey, we are the winner for our talent show this time. He was rapping, and he also did his own. He wrote his own song, and then he did it. We were just shocked, like amazed, like people were making comments. He needs to go to Hollywood. He needs to go to America's Got Talent.
Exactly.
You know? Could you imagine the smile in his face? He was elevated. And not only that, the song that the rap song was about Jesus.
Oh, wow. Very, very cool. Well, she's a hero to the homeless, and you understand why. You've got to just be amazed and blessed, Susie, to see how God has taken your reluctance and done such great things for the homeless people and the rest of the communities that are being blessed, right?
Well, God has given me a bigger vision. It's called One Day Movement. We're in one day, and during the Christmas event, and in one day, the whole world is a one-day movement, 23, which is 2023 right now. It's uniting the world for Jesus.
Amen.
In one day.
We got to go. Thank you, Susie. Appreciate it. God bless.
As with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Title 42 has officially expired.
The COVID-era policy was lifted just before midnight last night. It had allowed for migrants who had recently been in the country where a communicable disease was present to be quickly turned back at the U.S. southern border. While U.S. border communities will be getting the initial surge, officials in cities thousands of miles away say that they're also expecting to be overwhelmed as migrants are flown or bused to their cities. The government will now return to a decades-old section of the U.S. code that carries more severe consequences for migrants found to be entering the country without a legal basis, known as Title 8. I'm Skip Kelly.
Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, last night called out the president for what's happening at the United States-Mexico border. Cruz on the shoreline in Brownsville, Texas.
Come down here, President Biden. Stop hiding in the basement. Stop pretending this misery is not your fault. Stop it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hey, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. And by the way, the plethora and the entire body of all these great interviews that you can download and listen at your own convenience, they're in podcast form. In fact, all you got to do is tell Siri or Alexis to play the Bill Martinez Show podcast, and it'll pop up for you. It'll first go to the most recent days that are recorded. So probably in about another hour or two, you can hear the entirety of our show that started airing at 9 o'clock Eastern and through the weekend, and then you can also go into the archives and search if there's other interested shows and topics that you want to peruse. By all means, it's absolutely free. We're givers, okay? We don't charge you anything for that. We don't even go after your email or anything like that. So enjoy and share it with your friends and neighbors. Well, we know that we have got a crisis on our hands when it comes to mental illness. And we saw a situation here in New York where we've got a young man, a former Marine, who was just taken, I guess he's not officially under arrest or something. I'm not sure how this works in New York. But nonetheless, he had to report to the jail and be taken in. And his name is Daniel Perry, 24-year-old. He is the former Marine who is accused of murdering a gentleman who was, his name's Jordan Neely. And, this is, a tragic situation. Clearly, this individual had mental issues. They'd known it for a long time. I mean, something like 42 offenses. And this is just one of many stories in the Naked City, as they would say, of how mental illness is becoming more pervasive and manifesting in our country. And it's difficult because how do people who are not dealing with mental illness, how do we deal with it? How do we have compassion for it? What are we supposed to do? And here he is in this particular situation. He's on a subway train and causing all kinds of commotion and threatening people. And his language was very aggressive. And this is what got him in the situation to where, in order to be constrained, the Marine used a chokehold that police officers wouldn't necessarily use because they've been outlawed. But in this case, you've got a civilian who's just trying to protect other people. More of the story is going to be revealed as hopefully a grand jury gets a hold of the case and is able to adjudicate this in a proper manner. It seems, though, in this particular case, this seems to be politically driven. That aside, we've got Katie Griffiths who joins us now. We're going to be talking about her first book. It's a memoir to all those who faced the realities of life, parenting, depression, and mental illness, the silent disease. KT, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Why did you have to write this book?
Well, it was actually a healing for me. Like my publisher said, you wrote this book for you. And I said, yes. And he said, now we're writing it for the masses. Mm. So for me, it was a day-to-day. At the time I wrote the book, my daughter was lost on the streets in a very large city that was very high crime area. Mm-hmm. And so I just started writing daily these things, and they just came out. Every day God would give me something new and fresh.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I do have six children, and the youngest one is my daughter, and that is where the mental illness part has been my journey. Mm-hmm. I've been to many, many counseling sessions, many programs. It's been a long journey helping her try to navigate her life. And I know there are other parents out there that are experiencing the same thing. It catches you in the wallet. You know, it's expensive to do the mm-hmm. things that we have to do to try to help our children.
Right.
We're on our knees a lot. We're praying. Yeah. We have a small group of people that we can rally and pray with us. It's been a journey.
Yeah. Well, and as you say, you're a mother of six kids, and you have one child that is spinning out of control and taking a lot of resources. And it causes you to realign your priorities very quickly to realize, okay, what do you do? You've got a child. Are you going to leave the 99 for the one, right?
In some ways, in my situation, my kids were pretty well grown out of the home, and she was the youngest. So it was easier for me to give me all the attention that was needed. And at times, one of the things that really was great is that she graduated high school, because mm-hmm. getting her to that point was super hard.
Yes.
And she would be in bed, not doing so well. Her depression was so bad, it would take her down, and she wouldn't be able to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. So to graduate, you have to get to school. And that was a big feat to get that working and to have her, you know, walk that aisle to get her graduation diploma. It was huge.
Yes. You know, it was a victory for you and the family to get her to that point. I can empathize, you know, with your situation. But then, then she becomes officially an adult. And now what do you do?
Right. Yeah, I think the childhood was more impactful. The adult, she's in her upper 20s at this point. So I have learned to let go. But when they're children, it's really hard to let go because you really do feel responsible and you need to help navigate that. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the tools that is huge, it would be to listen to your child. You know, our children are the sensitive ones. They're the ones that, might be picked on. They might be bullied. They might mm-hmm. be, you know, the ones that speak out in class, you know, just they're the ones that are noticed. Let's put it that way.
Right. Yeah. When they're noticed, they're targeted. You know, it's amazing. It's kind of like a pack response, how they will, how they'll gang up on somebody that they perceive as weak. They can smell
it. That's right.
Yes.
They end up in the principal's office a lot, for different reasons, mm-hmm. but as parents, we need to be there. We need to be there for whatever's going on and listen to your child. You know, teachers don't always get it right. Sometimes they're automatically put it over in this category because that's their personality and that's who they are, mm-hmm. But when we build a relationship with our child, we have to listen to what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key. Get down, understand where they're coming from and why they do the things they do. And at that point, you can build a relationship. So when they get to the harder stuff, you already have a relationship with your child. You've already listened to their stories. Whether they're right or not, you've listened. That's mm-hmm. the key, building the relationship with your child. So
and how,
for the older ages, they're there.
And how hard is it, KT, to understand? I mean, because in many ways, as I see it, their perception is a lot different than ours. Their frame of reference is different. And right? And so this really takes a commitment and an additional time in order to, you know, to hear the heart of your child.
It does. It takes patience, lots of patience. And I think that we have to remember that we have to be listening to the Lord at the same time we're listening to our child, because he can help us navigate those bigger humps. But I do think that it's very important that we do try to listen, and their stories are going to be exaggerated. They're going to be out there because that's who they are. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are that stand out. So we just have to learn to be patient and give them the trust that they want, so that they will give us the conversation and trust back. And that's what it's about, building trust so that they can get healing.
Well, it's, you know, like the old saying, hurt people hurt people. And they're being hurt and bullied by their own peer group, right?
Right. Yeah, so much. I mean, I could tell you a quick story about early on. This was like in second grade. Now, you're not going to really take too much in second grade. But right. This little girl would meet my daughter every day and say, "You're ugly and you're going to hell," every day. So I didn't know this was happening, but this happened the whole year she was there. So much that my daughter decided not to go to school. She would be sick on the toilet, you know, like, "I can't face it." And she would be, when we got there, everybody was already in their class, so she didn't have to see this little girl. But so she learned coping skills very early. How do I get out of this pain?
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break, KT. Give me a moment. We'll come back. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from KT Griffiths and her story. True and raw, right here. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Then comes the question that I ask myself, what is the path for me?
The music and the distinctive voice of our good friend John Schlett, formerly of Petra, huh? Oh, wow. What an award-winning, gifted man, without a doubt. Casey Griffiths continues with us, sharing her story from her first book, a memoir to all those who face the realities of life and parenting. She's been sharing about her youngest daughter. She's a mom of six. Her youngest daughter had been dealing with mental illness. And she shared with us a story, about, as a young girl in school and how she was tormented by a girl who would, I mean, of all things to greet someone every day, it's not even good morning. It's just telling them that you're ugly and you're not worth anything, right?
Right. Yep. She said, "You're going to hell," which was enough to, you know, make my daughter recoil. And so I took her to the doctor. They said, "Oh, it must be lactose intolerance," you know. But on the very last day of school, we were driving out of the parking lot. She revealed her secret that this girl had been bullying her. I turned around the
for a whole year.
The principal.
For a whole year. Unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying. You know, I tried everything I could to listen, but I wasn't looking at the signs that she was really in distress. So I had to learn that part the hard way. And there are a lot of stories in my book. I know that there are stories, there's wisdom, there's all kinds of things in there that can point you to help you have a pause to think, how would I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the kind of direction I think that my book gives, is a lot of how would I have reacted in this situation? Mm-hmm. It helps you think.
You know, I was hearing a story from Jordan Peterson about zebras. And what would happen with zebras, you know, they all look alike, right? And they run in packs. And so what was happening was scientists wanted to, do some study on zebras. But they all look alike. And they got to figure, okay, how can we pull them, you know, aside and call them out in ones we really want to focus on? Well, what they did was they painted their ears red so that they would be marked and they would know who they were looking for. Well, guess who else noticed who had red ears? You know, the lions. The lions,
oh.
Right? And so what would happen is they would go and they would kill the studies of these scientists because they stood out with their red ears. And because, you know, they're just seeing a bunch of black and white stripes and they're all the same until they see something different. And so the red ear became a focal point. And what you're telling me, and personally I can relate to it as I was sharing with you off air, is that our kids, it's usually the kid that stands out. Doesn't necessarily have a red ear, but they stand out in such a way the pack sees it. You know, for whatever reason, it could be a hidden gift that even the child doesn't even understand, right? And right. But the pack sees it as different, and they pounce on it. And what I'm hearing you say about your daughter is something that I have seen in my personal life as well. And what you're sharing with me in you know, listening and trying to get down to it. And then you say, oh God, if I'd have been a better dad, if I'd have been a better mother, I would have saved my child from this. And this is so heartbreaking. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. That's the hard part. You cannot put that blame on you. We do have the Bible. We do have answers. We have good preachers. I say, try to get your child in school, Sunday school, young, very young, so that they learn to love being there. Yeah. You know, when they get older, they're going to rebel. They don't really always want to be there. But I think if they get a good foundation, they may want to stay.
Yeah, but part of the problem, KT, is what happens when you take them to Sunday school and the pack attacks him at Sunday school, right?
That happens. I know, yes. You know, our children are the sensitive ones. They are the ones that stand out. And it could be for a good reason. Maybe they're just the fun one that walks into the class that everybody wants to talk to and everybody wants to be around. They don't always have to be negative. But either way, they stand out. And they get attention, and then it goes too far, and then pretty soon they don't want to be their friend anymore. It's like, oh, that was fun for a while, and now I'm not going to be your friend. Right. So, you know, life has a way of taking all these turns. And I just say if you can have a relationship, and it might be, I'm talking about a daughter in this, but maybe a son, you know, would be harder, I don't know, in a lot of the directions, father to father, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I just have some, I have an illustration, my book's got 24 illustrations, but I have an illustration in there about the baseball, about how you play, how are you going to respond to your child playing baseball? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, are you going to be the parent that really supports when they mess up, or are you going to be the one that condemns them? You know, it's like you have to just know where you want to be before you get to that place of I'm out of control, meaning the parent is out of control.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And the thing is that, see, this all has an effect because as parents, we go into protect mode, right?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know, to share something with you, my one son, in speaking of baseball, it's interesting you should use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time he was playing and he was really exceptional. The kid was really good, but the coach didn't like him. The teammate didn't like him. So he was like the odd man out all the time. But I remember this one time they put him in the outfield. And there was a pop-up between second base, which happened to be the coach's son, and my son. Well, my son was calling, the other one, you know, called for the ball, and so the ball ended up falling in, you know, between them, right? And after the inning, and my son and the rest of the team came to the dugout, the coach singled out my son and said, "Oh, my God," he goes, "I can't believe you missed that ball. My four-year-old would have caught that." And my son didn't even think twice. He just said, "Well, maybe you ought to put him out there." And so, you know, now keep in mind, I came from a baseball family. And we understood structure and authority and coaches and all that kind of stuff. Now, this is a father coach, and, you know, so is now. But still, you know, I grew up with that kind of paradigm. And because in a million years, with my background, I would have never said anything to the coach. I would have just kept my mouth shut, you know, and taken the guilt of the, you know, the ball falling into the ground and taken the responsibility, not said anything, and felt rejected from it. But my son, he's different. And so afterwards, after the game, I told him, I said, "Honey, you know, you shouldn't be disrespectful to the coach. But I will say that was funny."
Right. And our children will say things off cuff. They just will. know, and that's a great example. You know, so I'm going to have to send you my book so that you can read my little baseball story in there.
Yes, exactly.
Everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, tell us more. We've got about 3.5 minutes left here, KT, with the experiences you've gone through, because I think it's going to be helpful, you know, for parents, because guess what? This is universal. This isn't. And on top of that, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is kids are getting depressed. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of misunderstanding. Suicide is skyrocketing right now for lots of reasons. And now more than ever, you know, we as parents, I mean, oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine what parents, what they go through when they are faced with something so horrific as a suicide.
Right.
And all the guilt and everything associated with it. So, you know, your book is of such value, and your encouragement for us to, you know, that we do serve a faithful God who will show us a way, and we need to seek him first above all things, right?
That's true. We do. We have to have faith that God has the answers, and we are going to get through this, whatever mountain we're climbing. The faith will lead to hope, that we have hope, that we can get to the trust level of our children, that they can confide in us, and we can build that trust, that we can have a conversation back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then we go to truth, we get to the truth of a story, and then healing comes. And I would say, don't hesitate to call 911. I have done that. Mm-hmm. My daughter, you know, threatened for suicide. You know, I knew that she probably wasn't going to do that, but I also wanted to teach her a lesson in the fact that you can't just throw these words around.
Right.
And so I called. And, of course, the sirens come running and, you know, the whole thing. And the police come walking in the house. And she's sitting there calmly, like, and just so mad at me that I called 911. Mm-hmm. But she had a knife in her hand. She was threatening to, you know, split her wrist and do that. And I'm like,
right.
Okay, when is the time? Well, you don't take a chance because you don't know when the time might be.
Right.
So make sure you get the right counselors that your child will open up with, and don't be afraid to get them a good counselor can get to the healing that they need.
And it is a commitment. And look what happened, like we reported in this story in New York, with this young man who had a, you know, a record of arrest, a list, you know, 42 incidences, you know, from, you know, including felonies and everything. This was obviously a troubled soul, and whose parents are grieving today because he's no more, and probably racking their brains and saying, if I could have been a better mom or a better dad, he'd still be alive today, right?
I mean, we actually have to remove our daughter from the home because she wasn't respecting us. And you have to know when it's the right time and when it's not. And I think that, you know, it's a journey. We all have to walk through these steps. And that was a very sad story. I'm sure the parents did everything they can, you know, to help that situation before they got to this blow up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very sad.
Well, the name of your the name of the book and where it's available, KT?
Yes, it's the word SHHH, Mental Illness, the Silent Disease, A Mother's Heart by KT Griffith. It's at Amazon and it's at Morningstar Publications.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel.